setting the pace on the pursuit of happiness. This is The Ken Coleman Show, where you discover what you were born to do and how to make it happen. Now, helping you get unstuck and on the path to your dream job, America's career coach, Ken Coleman.
All right, here we go. Coming to you live from Ramsey Solutions Studios in Nashville. You've joined a conversation about you, a very purposeful conversation about what you were born to do. And we're focusing that around work, because I think most people think that work is just something you do to live. And we think that work is something that you were created to do. In other words, created to contribute, that you can make the income you want and the impact that you make. The income you need and the impact you want. So we're going to look at who you are uniquely, the types of things that you were created to do, where you can do that, and then how you get there. So no matter where you are in the journey, if you aren't where you want to be, then this show is for you. I'm your coach, counselor, cheerleader, all in one. Call 844-747-2577. 844-747-2577. All right, start the program today with, I want to address something that we almost talk about every day. But it's rarely the theme, and I think I want to put more emphasis on this over the next few weeks and months. Because this is how you get promoted. You know, everybody wants to get to stage five of our seven stages. Stage one is get clear. Stage two, get qualified. Stage three, get connected. Stage four, get started. Stage five, get promoted. I mean, this is where everybody wants to be, and we spend most of our time in the get promoted stage. Stepping up, stepping up, stepping up, and then we step into the dream job. So you're going to spend more time here than you will most likely in the other stages, all right? Now, your personal brand is a big part of getting promoted. Now, brands are companies, and so we've long known what a brand is, whether it be Nike or Wheaties or Kleenex or whatever, Lexus, you name it. Brands are the name, brand name of companies, brand. Now, because of marketing, because of social media, this idea of a personal brand has become a thing. But it's not a new idea. It's just simply your reputation. So your personal brand is your reputation. What do people think about you? What do people say about you when you're not around? And so when you think of personal brand, sometimes this gets too fancy, too convoluted. I just want to break this down. And by the way, it's important that you know what your reputation is, your personal brand. Do you know what it is? Why do people engage with you? How do they engage with you? So what goes into your personal brand? Your reputation. In person and digital communication. In person and digital communication. That could be email, text. So how are you communicating with people? Where are you communicating? Doesn't matter. It's creating a reputation for you, a brand. Two, body language. Body language. It's creating an impression and a reputation. It's how you act when you're this way. This is how this person carries himself all the time. It's part of your brand. Initiative. Initiative. Like, are you a go-getter? Are you intentional, or are you the opposite? Are you just, well, no, I don't go get anything. Everything pretty much dictates itself to me. I'm a tumbleweed blowing through the old Western set. The wind blows, and that's where I go. Teamwork. How do you relate to others in a team environment, on a team? Consistency. Are you reliable, in other words? And then, are you well organized? Or are you a disaster? These are some big headings that in the workplace, we're talking about your brand at work. This is a really good guide. And I've posted this on my Instagram account if you want to go get it. At Ken Coleman, you can see what makes your personal brand. And these are large buckets, if you will, that contain actions, habits, thoughts, all the things that, again, is what people experience when they work with you or see you in a work setting. So really important that you understand what is contributing to your reputation so that you can do inventory And it's inventory starts with awareness and then action to fix it, change it, whatever. 844-747-2577. Again, at Ken Coleman on Instagram. If you'd love to join us over there, not just for that content, but so much more. Let's go to Esteban, who joins us in Orlando, Florida. Esteban, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Good afternoon, Mr. Ken. How are you doing, sir?
I am living the dream, Esteban. What are you doing?
I am doing fantastic. I'm excited to talk to you. Basically, I'm calling because I work in the trucking industry, I wouldn't say it's my sweet spot. I do want to progress to digital illustration. That's what I really want to do.
To do what?
Digital illustration.
Digital illustration. Okay. Yes. All right.
So you can see how those two industries are not the same. But it's something I would like to do eventually. However, working in this field, actually my new job, I just started in this company 2 months ago. And I guess I want to say I've carried myself well. I've done, you know, my work well. And so much so that the manager that is in my company has actually put in my name for a possible leadership position.
Wow. Congratulations.
Yes. Appreciate it. So I was a little bit, you know, blown back. And this manager has actually expressed to me how well he thinks of me, how he believes, you know, I'm a little bit different. I've told him how I follow, you know, your financial steps, you guys' advices and whatnot. But again, going back to what I really want to do, digital illustration, I'm kind of, you know, in a bit of a crossroads. If I am given that opportunity, should it be something that I should take on, considering that I would like to move onto a different field eventually? Would it be wise of me to take that position?
It might be. Let's pause this promotion opportunity really quick and tell me, what is it going to take for you to get qualified to do the digital illustration? Give me the quick answer.
I'll be honest with you. I've done side jobs for people, friends, families, even people from across the country before, and I'm not certified. I've just done it on my iPad.
That's okay, but you didn't answer my question. Is it just a certification? It's not an expensive degree. It's some type of certification and some type of training that you can do over time. Yes? Yes or no?
I would think so.
Okay,
no,
so there's the problem. No. So here's the problem.
Yeah.
You don't know, which is okay. So let's go back to this promotion. I definitely think you should take this promotion because it's going to give you an opportunity to lead. And at some point in your life, even in digital illustration, as you move up the ladder and get better, you're going to be given an opportunity to lead, either for yourself or for somebody else. True or false?
Correct.
So taking this opportunity that's right in front of you to lead and to make more money, yes, take the gig, take the promotion and learn how to lead people, because it doesn't matter whether you're leading people in the trucking industry or you're leading people in graphic design or digital illustration, whatever it is that you're doing, okay? Now, your homework assignment is to go find out what it takes to get through stage two of my seven stages, get qualified. What does it take? What do you need to learn? What do you need to do? How much is that going to cost? And based on the cost and the learning part, how long is it going to take? Get those answers. Now you got a plan and keep moving forward while you're leading. Hey folks, Ken Coleman with you. If you've ever had to look for a job, you know it's stressful. Combing through job openings and feeling lost in the shuffle. ZipRecruiter knows that the general experience of looking for a job is pretty sucky. That's why they figured out a way to make it unsucky. When you sign up on ZipRecruiter.com, you can create a free profile. Then you get matched to great jobs, plus a lot more. Go to ZipRecruiter.com right now to sign up absolutely free and put ZipRecruiter to work for you. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose. 844-747-2577. Hey, parents, grandparents, you got a young person in your life that's trying to just figure out some momentum on how to just get hired. Maybe it's in that job they need to pay for a car or to pay for college or to work in school, whatever it is. They're the young person and you want to help them. And not only help them now, but set them up for great career success later. I work with our Ramsey education team here to create Foundations Self-Study. It's Foundations in Career Readiness is what it's called. Foundations in Career Readiness. It's age 13 and 19 is your ideal audience, and that's who we set it up for. So it's me teaching directly to them. Short, sweet, keeps their attention, gives them something practical that help them now and later in their career. It's only $29.99. You can get it at kencoleman.com/store. kencoleman.com/store. It's Foundations in Career Readiness. 844-747-2577 is the number. It is toll free. Let's go to Omaha, Nebraska, home of the College World Series, where Melissa joins us. Melissa, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'm excited for your advice for me today.
Well, I'm excited to give it. I can't even wait to hear what it is. What are we talking about?
Well, about 6 months ago, I changed jobs after 15 years in banking, and it was very stressful. It was busy. It was go, 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 which I did enjoy. But I left for a new position, and it is the complete opposite. I have hours of downtime.
Oh, no.
And how do I ask my boss for more work, but meaningful work, and also not coming across as, you know, what work I do have, I enjoy, but some of it, it's kind of pointless, in my opinion.
What are you doing?
So, like I said, it's a newly created position of it's an admin service coordinator. It's for an assisted living facility. And I work in the IT department. We have 5 campuses, but what's unique is that we also service outside business customers. So we're IT support.
Oh, help desk type stuff?
Help desk, yep. So all the techs will be the help desk for everybody, and then I'm kind of the receptionist, if you will. But I
kind of a traffic coordinator.
Yeah, take care of the billing and invoices for the company. And
what are you doing that's absolutely like, it's just, it doesn't even make sense? That was interesting to me. You said, I'm doing stuff and it doesn't even matter. Like, it doesn't, what did you mean?
Right. So the IT department moved into their own building last year, away from the admin building of the company. Okay. So when the IT department was with that other group, there was people that did their paid their bills and did the, you know, accounts payable, accounts receivable. Well, now that the IT has moved into their own building, I suppose my boss felt it necessary to have our own person in this building, which is me now. But invoices, I don't pay bills. So if a bill is sent to us, it gets sent to my manager. He forwards it to me, and then I forward it back to the admin office for the girl to pay the bill.
Yes.
And it's like, why do you even have me? Right. That's not necessary.
Yeah, but you were doing something else before. This is just something that's been added to your plate?
No, this has been since day one.
Oh, this is all you do? You do a lot.
Yeah,
Yeah. So here's what I think. I think you got to go to your leader, and you're in this conundrum because you took this job. And now you're here, and it's not quite what you expected, I'm guessing. Because by the way you're talking about this, doesn't sound like you would have taken this job had you known it was going to be the way it is. True or false?
That's true.
So what's missing? Did they not describe it well? Why is the disconnect there?
Well, I think he just has future plans for this position, and he's told me in the past he's building his case against the person that writes the checks.
Not
fulfilling her job, so hopefully they'll take it away from her and give it to me, but I can't wait around for that.
Yeah. No, I think, listen, here's what you do. So you go sit down and go, hey, listen, I'm so grateful that you believe in me and that you hired me here, but I want to add more value. So you don't come in and go, hey, I'm doing a bunch of stuff. You don't lead with, I'm doing a bunch of stuff that makes no sense. Because what will happen is that'll be a reflection on him, and we kind of want him to realize it. Well, we want him to realize it in a constructive way, not a negative way. That's why you called me. So right. I would lead with, hey, been on the job for a while, been paying attention, and here's what you gotta do. You got to come to him with, hey, I see some areas over here where I could lend a hand and make it more efficient. I do a little bit of research before I have this meeting and see if you can almost add to your job description. Do you think that's possible?
Maybe. I just don't know if there's more opportunity.
Okay, so that's why
I brought meaningful work that I can do.
Well, that's why I asked the question. If you can't come up with stuff that you would add to your job description, now we've got a problem. Because he can't give you something that doesn't exist.
Right.
So I'm laughing because I know you wanted more from me, but here's the deal. I think this is probably a sign that it's time for you to move on. If you had said to me, well, Ken, yeah, there's three other areas that where we've got a breakdown in the organization and I could come in, step in and add that and not be overwhelmed. And so when you go to a leader with that, then you're actually coming to the table with the actual solution. In this case, you're going to go, hey, I don't have anything to do. I have hours of downtime. Well, now, how's he going to respond to that? He's either going to go and start coming up with some busy work, and that's not going to help you because you're not looking for...
No, I do not want that.
You don't want busy work. You're bored out of your skull. So I think what I would do is if you don't have a solution, I'm not sure it's a you go to him and have him fix it. Issue. I think it's a you look for something else and you leave.
Okay.
Unless I'm missing something. My advice is I don't think this is a problem he can fix. He might say, whoa, please don't go. Don't go. I'm trying to get this other person fired, blah, 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 blah. But I think you have to go, is that what I want to do anyway? If that person were to get hit by a bus and they gave you all of her work, is that something you want to be doing?
Yes, I would enjoy doing that.
Well, then go to him and say, hey, how long is this going to be? Because right now, I'm withering away. I'm okay with that conversation because I don't think he's going to let you go based on that. But I think you got to go, how much longer is it going to be? Because right now, I'm bored out of my mind and I'm not effective for you. And I don't know what else I can do. What I want to do is the type of work I want to do. And I'm not complaining. I'm actually coming to you saying I want to do more. But I don't know how much longer I can wait. And it's not because you're not doing a good job. It's just this is a normal human thing. If you're okay sharing that in a very humble way, in a non-critical way, then I'm fine sharing that. I just don't know if he can solve it. So you're effectively trying to light a match, but it might be wet wood. You know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there's no time frame that's okay to wait and not okay to wait.
No, because
I can't wait around.
No, because you're the one determining that, not me.
Right. Okay.
Who am I to tell you how long you can handle it emotionally? I think you're getting to the end of your rope. That's what I think. If you're not already there,
like my brain is just mush at the end of the day because I didn't utilize it.
this is actually. I mean, this is why I say what I say at the beginning of every show. You were created to work, and some people go, "What?" Mm-hmm. Well, you're an example. You're bored out of your skull. If the human instinct was to just be lazy and collect a check for doing nothing, you'd be out of your mind excited.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're running out of things to look at online during the day, aren't you?
Oh, and I hate it.
I know.
Because that's not me.
I know it's not. So you get to decide how much longer can you wait. Now, you don't go in there putting an ultimatum on him, but you just go, hey, how much longer is this going to drag out? Do you have any idea? Don't even give him the rest of the sentence. Just go, hey, you have any idea, a timeline on this? And see if he hems and haws and doesn't give anything. Then I'd start looking for another job instantly.
Okay.
I think you start looking anyway.
Okay.
Regardless of what he says. Because something's just not adding up here. This is not what I would consider healthy leadership or a healthy environment for you. Go find a great environment. We can do what you love. And you got a chance to be challenged. You matter, Melissa. Go do that. If you're considering a career in technology, I recommend Bethel Tech, and I'm not alone. Brendan said, before Bethel Tech, I was driving Uber. Within 4 months of graduating, I got a job paying $60,000. About 2 years after that, I got a remote job that pays $130,000, all thanks to what I learned at Bethel Tech. This is what I want for you folks. Get started today at BethelTech.net and get $1,000 to $2,500 off your tuition. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. That's BethelTech.net/Ken Coleman. Helping you move from paycheck to purpose. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Yes, it is possible. Madison, the producer, and I were meeting this morning, and we were just talking through content. And at one point, I looked at her and I said, you know, everything we do on the show ultimately comes down to this. We're trying to lower the bar of availability, of accessibility for anyone who wants to be who they were created to be. To do work that you're really good at, to do work you love, to accomplish results that matter to you. It seems mythical. I know that. It seems impossible. I know that. But it's not. And it's just, we're trying to lower the low. It's like, it's not this impenetrable wall. It's not the impossible journey. You can do it. And we have 7 stages that get you there. And a lot of content that is going to walk you through that. And so if you're out there right now and you're going, I think it's too late. I think it's going to be too hard. I think it's going to cost too much. I think it's going to take too long. I'm telling you, that's not true. And I'm here to help you. 844-747-2577. Let's go to Phelan's Grove, Pennsylvania, where Jordan joins us. Jordan, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up, Jordan?
So I'm currently in a job that I have gotten to the point where I can't stand, but luckily I just scheduled an interview for next week to get out of it.
There we go. There's some progress.
And it's actually going to bring me a raise and hopefully a better working environment. But the thing is, I'm also in the process of becoming a real estate agent. I'm just looking for a new job because my wife and I were in baby step 2, so I don't want to get rid of a reliable income before we're at least in the home stretch of that.
Okay.
So my question for you is, how upfront should I be about career aspirations in the interview next week? So in like, because I'm foreseeing 1 to 3 years till I can go full time in real estate.
You don't need to tell them. You don't need to tell them that you're only there for 1 to 3 years. If they ask you what are your long term plans, you can say, you know, have some ideas and things, but not 100% sure on what the timeline's going to look like. I just kind of soft play it there. You're not lying. Try to act like you're a member. Right. Try to act like the person that you voted for Congress. They're great at that. They're great at that. You know what I mean? They're great at kind of answering the question. Because I get what you're asking. You're like, should I? You're essentially asking me, should I feel guilty for taking a job where I know I'm not going to be there for very long? Isn't that really what you're asking me?
Right.
Oh, okay. How did I know that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's the deal. All work is honorable. You're doing a job. Go in and do a good job. Give it your best. It's not your dream job.
Okay.
It's not your long term. It doesn't matter. Go in there and bust tail. Crush it.
Okay.
And don't sweat it. Now, let me just give you some advice on this.
Mm-hmm.
When you get out of debt and you get that emergency fund going, then you want to focus next on maybe even beyond an emergency fund, maybe 3 to 6 months of expenses before you go full-time into real estate. And I'll tell you why. I've talked to some great, great real estate professionals, and to really win, to really make it, you got to go full-time. So you need to have some houses in the pipeline or several things in the pipeline before you go full-time, or maybe 3 months of your salary put away so that you can bust it for 3 months. That would be my only advice on when, you know, and when is really, I think, dictated on the money.
Right.
And I think you got a good plan. Yeah. Yeah. You got a great plan, dude. Don't sweat it at all. Answer that one like a congressman. You don't owe them some super specific answer. You don't owe them your whole life, folks. Work is work as it relates to a day job. Go do the work. Do a really good job. Be honorable. Be reliable. High character. All the things. And when it's time to leave, leave. And don't have any sense of guilt at all. At all. Sarah Joy is up next in Portland, Maine. Sarah Joy, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. Thanks for chatting with me.
You bet. What's going on?
So I'm curious of your advice on supporting your spouse on their dream job journey. So I have my dream job, and my husband strongly dislikes his job, but we're currently in baby step two, and his job pays really well. So he's sticking through it till we get out of debt. And so how can I support him now when I really have a hard time relating?
Best way to support him is to listen and let him vet, you know, a little bit, let him kind of, get frustrated with you from time to time so he can get through it. You go, hey, I get it. And you're so amazing. Thank you for sticking with this sucky job to help us get out of debt. Because I'm telling you something, I get it. And I get that you're not happy, but I also get that you're sacrificing and I am so grateful for you. So listen to him, let him, unload some frustrations from time to time. And remind him how amazing he is. So that would be listening, and that would be encouraging. And then I would go the next step and dream with him a little bit. Go, hey, let's dream about what you're going to do when we get out of this. Not just out of debt, but here's what's great about this. On the other side of this debt relief is the ability for you to truly go do what you want to do. So talk with him about it. Support him on it. If he says, well, I think I might want to do this. Connecting with some people that do that and encourage him, make some connections for him, buy him a book about it. I don't know. You just like fan that flame a little bit so that he knows, oh, my wife is all in. And she's going to support me, not just emotionally right now, but she's going to actively support me in making this journey to what I love to do in the near future. So, dream sessions, romantic dinners, and tell him how awesome he is for sacrificing and that you're going to support him. I mean, just be for him what you would want him to be for you if you were in reverse situation. Don't overthink
it. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, you know what? The biggest thing is listening to him and letting him knowing my wife realizes that I'm doing this for us. Just you affirming him and encouraging him after you listen to him, huge.
Yeah.
But then, hey, dream with him. Get him talking about himself. Ask him questions. And it can't be, hey, what are you doing? Are you studying? Just go, hey, what do you want to do when this is over? What would you go do when you knew that we could go do whatever you wanted to do financially? That's all you need to do.
All right.
Connect to his heart. He just needs to know that you appreciate him, and he needs to know that you're going to support him on his journey. And I think that's all you got to do. And I love that question, by the way, Sarah Joy. I'm really glad you called with that. We get that question fairly regularly. And this is a little bit of a different nuance. Sometimes the call is a spouse saying, my spouse is unhappy, and I've told him or her that they need to go do this and go after it. I'm supportive of them, but they're scared or this or this or this. And it's like the spouse is calling me going, Ken, how do I nudge them? And that's a very sensitive situation there. This is not a nudge. This is, I want him to have what I'm having. But the reason he doesn't have it is because he's helping us get out of debt. And I know it's tough. And I know he's miserable. I know he's not happy. How do I encourage him? This is a little bit different. And I love this, but here's the key. Whatever the scenario is in your spouse not being where they want to be, always make sure that you're leading with listening, leading with encouraging, not pushing, not challenging, not telling them what they need to do. Just, hey, you've got something special. You can do this. I'm behind you. I'll do whatever it takes. See, that's the encouragement. That comes, by the way, after you listen to their heart. Why do you not love what you do? Why are you staying in it? What are you fearful of? What are you doubtful of? What are you unsure of? Let them just share their heart. Because you got to remember, they're not just your spouse. They're a little boy or a little girl who basically wants to be heard, who wants to be seen, who wants to be valued, who's got real fear, real doubt, and they're not quite sure how to process it. And what they need from you is not the coach on how to do it. What they need from you is, hey, I get it. I understand. I empathize with you. How can I serve you? How can I encourage you? How can I help? That's all they need to hear. Let them fill in the answers and be patient. This is the Ken Coleman Show. Welcome back to the Ken Coleman Show, where we help you get unstuck and then get on purpose in your life and in your work. Those are connected, by the way. 844-747-2577, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Russell, who's calling us back for a little tune-up call. Oh, I like these, Joe. I tell you, you remember when we first started this show?
Yes.
Early on, I said, you know what? I want this to be a show where people are calling back because they're making progress. This is a long journey.
It's not one and done.
Yeah, this isn't a 30-minute deal. And so I love that we're seeing more and more of these. So I'm just really happy about this. Makes me happy. Russell joins us now for that tune-up in Paterson, New Jersey. Russell, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken. How's it going?
Russell, I'm living the dream. What are you doing?
I'm inching towards that dream myself. And, right. So what has happened since we last spoke was that I went back to a temp agency and I called them asking, hey, do you offer, work from home type thing? And this is before the whole vaccine came out and people started going back to work. So I finally found a work from home situation. And a big mistake that I made was that it was bring your own equipment to the job. And when I tell you that I literally spent a couple $1,000s trying to work this $16.50 an hour job, I'm so not kidding. I mean, my laptop was $1,000. I bought a lifting desk and ergonomic chair combo. That was a $1,000 deal that I found, and the price just goes up from there. And so I've had it with this job. I gave them an ultimatum. I basically said, hey, either you send me the laptop that I'm supposed to work with, or here's my 2 weeks notice. I'm going to find another work from home position.
Yeah, I'd have no problem with that because you're fed up. In this economy, you staying with a job that you're fed up with, I just don't think that's necessary. So, you gave them an ultimatum. I'm not sure that that's that big of a deal. You can just kind of go, look, guys, I've already spent $2,000 on this. I'm not going to spend any more money on this. It's like, this job's costing me money. I don't think that's a bad thing, but you're going to have to get after it. If they call your bluff and take your resignation, then you better get busy. It sounds like you probably are.
Well, yeah. I mean, I made sure that my temp agency, they assured me that they would work with me after this position. But also, they're not the only temp agency in town. I'll gladly call up tons of others. Right. No, but then Ken, also just to let you know how much there is going to be no love lost between me and this project. So literally I trained with them for like a month and then my second week on the job. So I got some malware on my computer and I asked them, hey guys, my computer is down. Would you guys be so kind as to send me a work computer? Ken, they left me hanging out to dry saying, nope, you can get that fixed. And when it's fixed, you can come back and work.
Yeah.
Work the project.
Why are you there? This is a fun. Yeah, dude, I'm so happy with you leaving these folks. My question is what are we aiming for? Remind me.
Fine, Ken. I'll just say it. I'm more of a creative type. I mean, I like to paint. I like to sing. I voice acting, films and television. I have a professional demo. I'm trying to get it out there, but I'm trying to be not a starving artist, but a practical artist. And so I am Yeah, so I'm trying to, you know, find a reliable 9-to-5.
Got it. Okay, great. Perfect. Okay, so here's the deal. This is a really sucky day job, and it's a sucky company with sucky leadership. So yeah, I'm glad you resigned. You're free, man. Go get a better day job, and don't necessarily rely on temp jobs. You know, there are some good temp jobs, but you need more than a temp job. I think you need just a really solid day job, hourly rate, maybe even a low salary or whatever. That just is a good, stable environment so you can really just pursue the dream and be creative and do the music thing. So, you know, broaden your horizons, go get a better gig, man. But absolutely, don't put up with that anymore. You know what sucky leadership and sucky companies are like now. So now you know. Don't do it anymore, man. I'm glad you resigned. Good for you. Come on, folks. Don't let people treat you that way. This is the Ken Coleman Show. How many of you out there have recently been stressed out when you're looking for a job? You look at all the time it takes to apply and you're going, oh my gosh, this is awful. Trying to put it off. You're not hearing back from anybody, so you're starting to get discouraged. It feels like a full-time job. And you're like, I just need to work. I don't have time for a full-time job hunt. If those emotions are very real for you, I've got good news. Really excited that our friends at ZipRecruiter have figured out how to take those emotions and remove them, because they know that the experience of hunting for a job sucks. And they figured out a way to make it not suck. How about that? If you sign up at ZipRecruiter.com, you can create a free profile, free. And you're going to get matched to jobs that fit what you're looking for, and they're going to proactively pitch you to employers that match up with you. And here's the best part, in my opinion, about what ZipRecruiter's doing. If a company's interested in you, they connect with you directly. No middleman. No back and forth. Somebody, you know, behind the scenes, you know, creating all the connections. Nope. Boom. They pitch you after matching you. If the company wants to talk to you, they contact you directly. So sign up for free at ZipRecruiter.com today. This is another arrow, folks, in your quiver. This is all part of the job process. And you want to talk about proximity principle, ZipRecruiter.com helps add to this, getting in front of the right people. Go to ZipRecruiter.com today and experience the better way to find a job, ZipRecruiter.com, and sign up for free. 844-747-2577 is the number, 844-747-2577. Let's go to Alberta, Canada. Colton joins us there. Colton, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hey, Ken, thanks for taking my call.
You bet. What's up?
So I have a job opportunity to, go from the company I'm working for to a manufacturer. I'm an appliance service technician. And they've offered me the job, and I actually have to respond to them today, if I'm taking it or not. And I have a little bit of hesitancy to take it. I do love where I work. I do love the company that I work for. And so that's kind of what's holding me back from taking it. It is a $10,000 pay raise over the year. And it's a little bit more, I guess you could call stable, because it is working as an employee for a manufacturer. Whereas my company is just a third party company. So I'm trying to figure out whether it's a good step to take it or just to stay with the company that I'm at.
What are you afraid of?
So my long-term business plan is to, or my long-term career plan is to start my own business. Mm-hmm. And working for this manufacturer, I would only be working and get experience on one brand. Mm-hmm. As opposed to where I am now, I get experience on all brands.
Good. So you feel like you're getting tempted, as anyone would, by a pay raise, but it's going to limit your experience. It's going to limit your development, as opposed to if you stay here, you're going to get more of the experience that you need and thus develop faster and move you further, quicker on the path you actually want to be on. correct?
Yeah, you could say that for sure.
Wow. Well, look, I mean, I'm the guy that tells people all the time, don't take a job just because of a pay raise. Because here's what will happen. Mm-hmm. If your instincts are right, and all I did was repeat your instincts to you. If your instincts are right, what happens 6 months from now?
About staying or leaving?
Yeah. If you take this new job 6 months from now, what happens?
Hopefully I wouldn't regret it.
Yeah, but good chance that you're going to regret it.
Yeah.
Because you're limited, correct?
Yeah.
You're going, 6 months from now, the $10,000 pay increase wears off, right? Kind of like, oh, I got used to that check. That's nice. But I'm limiting myself. I'm only doing this one thing, and I don't know. It sounds like to me you're looking for my permission to say no, and I'm giving it to you. You're not a moron for saying no to this job. Because it sounds like to me if you stay put, you get the experience you need, which is way more valuable than the $10,000 pay bump. Am I right or am I wrong?
Yeah, that's right. Like you said, it's just tempting because we are in baby step two, trying to pay off student loans. And so
I get it. But what's a way that you could make $10,000 more but stay where you are?
Yeah, well, I've been brainstorming things and
it's all kinds of things. It's all kinds of things for you to do.
Yeah, for sure.
If you want to make $10,000 more, or $5,000 more, or $15,000 more, or whatever, to pay off debt, find that. But don't sacrifice or delay your future development just because of $10,000 when you can go get $10,000 other ways. That would be my point.
Okay.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Say no.
Okay.
I'm proud of you, dude. Can I tell you that? The fact that you called me and you were already there, you just wanted my permission to do what you already knew you were supposed to do. So good for you.
All right, thanks, Ken.
Yeah, man, sharp young man there. I love that. Hey, let me tell you what I love about Colton. Here's a young man that's looking at the big picture, and he's going, I got to stay where I am. I got to find another way to pay off debt a little faster, and he can do that. But he knows if he stays, he's going to get the experience he needs that will fast forward his dream. Good for you, Colton. Let's go to Runel in Peachtree City, Georgia. Joe, we know where that is. Been there many, many times doing high school football, by the way. Runel, you're on the Ken Coleman Show.
Hi, Ken. I'm calling because I've been in the IT field for 20 years, and I'm on a job now that I've had probably for the last 7 or 8 months, and the job pays really well, but I'm unhappy, just burned out in the IT field, and I put in my resignation about a week ago, but my boss offered me to change my schedule so that I could work 4 days a week, about 32 hours, and keep my benefits. And I accepted. I had a plan. I really want to be an entrepreneur. I saved about $25,000 and I was ready to make the jump. And because I stayed, now I feel like I sold myself out.
No, you haven't sold yourself out. So stop beating yourself up. Okay? Right now. Why are you feeling burned out there?
I think it's the type of work that I do, a lot of project work type deadlines. I'm always kind of like the go-between person, you know, trying to find answers.
Yeah.
A lot of documentation that I do.
So you're overwhelmed. Overwhelmed.
Yeah.
All right, now on the 32-hour schedule, the new schedule he's offered you, are you going to be as overwhelmed or will that decrease dramatically?
Well, it will decrease as far as time, still same level of responsibility, but my boss did address some of my concerns, which is just making sure that we have the knowledge resources, like people that we need that are kind of like the subject matter experts.
Yeah. So there are some changes. Let's see how let's see how it goes for 30 more days. Let's just see.
Okay.
Let's see if the new schedule and the boss addressing some of the stuff that you brought up, which is creating this feeling like you're drowning as soon as you walk in the parking lot. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Now, after 30 days, let's see. if it hasn't changed in 30 days, you are already ready to walk anyway.
Okay.
To go do your own thing.
Yeah.
So, guess what, Runel?
What?
You can leave in 30 days. You can go, I tried it. You talked me into it. It's not right. I'm out. Am I right?
Yeah, you are.
Of course I'm right. Try it. Stack up some more money if it works. There was a reason why you came back. I think maybe you're either afraid or you feel like I need a little bit more time before I launch out on my own. True or false?
True.
All right. So if you're afraid, figure out what you're afraid of. Are you afraid of something that's real or are you afraid of something that's fake? Give it 30 more days. If the fear was not real, leave if it doesn't work in 30 days. Okay? If you need more time, be grateful. My time is almost up, but before I let you go, you matter and you do have what it takes. Thank you for joining us. Until next time, this is The Ken Coleman Show. Press on.
Thanks for listening to The Ken Coleman Show. For more, you can find the show on demand wherever you listen to podcasts and watch the show on YouTube. You can also find Ken across all social media by following at Ken Coleman.
Hey, folks, I want you to check out our other Ramsey Network podcasts like The Christy Wright Show.
Hey, y'all, I'm Christy Wright. You know, it's so easy to feel stuck. You live life just going through the motions, doing dishes, doing laundry, carpool lines, and a whole list of commitments that bring you no joy. We say yes to what everyone expects of us, and we have no energy or time for what we want. And let's be honest, most of the time, we don't even know what we want. Why do we live like that? God certainly never called us to. You know, I believe that the life God has for us is bigger and more amazing than any of us realize. That's why I want you to check out The Christy Wright Show. Every week, we will fire you up to break through what's holding you back and inspire you to create a life you love and are proud of. Each episode will help you build confidence in yourself and the God that created you.
Subscribe to The Christy Wright Show wherever you listen to podcasts.